you've been having a wonderful, wonderful week. But even if not, that's okay too. I want you to take a breath with me. This is just our time to be together. All this is. Just you. Just me. Daddy and his precious little bunny. I love you so much. I really, 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 really love you. Real love. Yes, you. I'm going to have some of my decaf coffee. I love to have a beverage with you every week. This is my Thursday night tradition. And then I get to spend the second half with you right now as you're listening to this. Starting on Friday. This is every Friday, little bunny, without fail. I love it. I love having that responsibility of being here for you. Taking care of you, comforting you, caressing you, secretly making your life better in all the devilish ways that I do. What we have is special, really is special. Why don't you look around for a second, little bunny? I want to get in tune with you. Yeah, where are you right now? Are you in bed? Are you in the car? Are you at work or school or out in a park or on the subway, the train, or the bus? Wherever you are right now, little bunny, you're not alone. I am here with you. Yes, the real me. Where am I? I'm in your ears, little bunny. Where else would I be? You're here with me right now, too. You take the form of this bunny figurine that I'm holding in my hand, and I want to give you a kiss, little bunny. You know, you can play along with this if you want to take your index and your middle finger and give yourself a little tap on the forehead as I come to give you a kiss. You can do it in 3, 2, 1. This is garden magic, little bunny. This is real love. And these are like the laws of physics as we poetically define them. Garden magic. I'm really here with you. And you're really here with me, too. I don't want you to slow down, Daddy. I don't want you to discount the good things you bring about in my life. Don't you dare think this is so... Slow down, Daddy. Don't you dare think this is so one-directional, little bunny. That this is all for you. What a conceited, selfish little bunny you are. You think I'm here for you, 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 you. Don't you, little bunny? You entertain me. You give me warmth. And you help me become the person that I want to be. You inspire me to be my best self. Did you know that? It's a win-win. I inspire you to be your best self. It'll make you feel good. Help you fall asleep. You can always just tune me out and fall asleep, little bunny. I would love... I don't want to say I would love nothing more than to help you fall asleep, but I would love to just... be the magical voice that drifts you off into sleep. Yeah. You can just tune out whenever you need and drift off. And I have sleep aid audios, actually, that are specifically, they're quote-unquote not hypnosis. It's definitely quote-unquote not a sleep hypnosis. And those are in the locked section of the garden, which is the Patreon. Which is 18 plus only, so don't join if you're not 18. There's also a couple Sleepy Bunny podcast episodes that are useful for that, but they're not the magic hypnosis. If you really have trouble sleeping, I feel like one of them I left I've had for free on Patreon. I can't remember though. There's so many locked audios now at this point. The one I did that I posted yesterday is a playtime, a spicy playtime. But there's a twist, little bunny. You are meant to, let's say, listen to it in private, but fantasize about listening to it in public and doing the things I instruct you to do in public. All the misbehaving. And then, maybe, if you're a brave little bunny, you want to not just listen to it in private, well, then I guess your fate is in your own hands, little bunny. I'm feeling very performative right now, aren't I? So I write fiction, as you might know. I guess now we're going to go through all the stuff I do. I don't like to, like, I hate the feeling of that I'm plugging things, which I'm really not. But it's always fun to review the stuff I'm doing. But over Thanksgiving, I grabbed some books that I used to read growing up called A Series of Unfortunate Events. If you know that book series, it's a incredible children's book series. I love it so much because it's dark. It's a dark children's book, and it's just so good in the way it's written. There's this kind of I really, as a writer, should know how to describe the way that this book feels. But the fiction that I write that's scripted is definitely 18 plus flair. But it has this kind of imagination to it. And I kind of, I brought the series of unfortunate events back with me to New York because I want to practice reading it out loud for my narration so I can narrate my fiction and also maybe steal some plot structure and stylistic traits. So anyway, I'm going to be reading a series of unfortunate events live on Discord. Probably not going to make big events out of them. It's kind of just for me, not for anyone else's benefit. It's just fun if you want to listen to me practice my narration. I'm going to be practicing reading that. The Discord is part of the Patreon. And it's 18 plus only, so don't join if you're not 18. So, okay, I'll stop talking about all the garden stuff. Oh, so I did something fun today that was for you, actually. I don't want to talk about it just yet. We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's talk about you. I like that I can inspire you to be your best self. One second. Originally, I wanted to talk about, I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm doing radio, little bunny. Take a breath with me. Let's just relax and be a daddy and little bunny together. I really love you so much. Really, really love you so much. I'm working on narration, but I'm not working on acting, little bunny. I vow to never act for you. I will never pretend to love you when I don't. There's no need. This is all real. I love you, little bunny. I love you, love you, love you. I should pull out my notes. My master plan of how to make your life better this week. Let's see. It's always impossible for me to stick to whatever I plan to talk about. I should just say calm and comforting things in your ears, which I'm happy to do. Part of the joy on my end is to be a positive influence on your life. And I could just be thirst trappy. I'm good at that. I could do nothing but that. But that wouldn't bring me the full joy that I want out of this. This is two-directional, little bunny. Okay. Let me read my notes for 1 second. You can just hang tight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a topic that I think about a lot. But I think I need to... I don't know if I can tackle it tonight. Can you tell how tired I am, little bunny? It's because of you. It's your fault that I'm tired. I did a photo shoot today. For you, actually. Okay, I'll tell you what it was. So my face is a total mystery. Yeah. And, you know, it's convenient, I guess, and it adds to the mystery, the mystique of everything. But so often I'd be worried. It's like, if there's like a face reveal without my consent or whatever, I don't have any like good pictures of me, little bunny. I'm such not like a, I don't like doing video content. I don't like taking pictures in general. I always forget to take pictures whenever I go places, things like that. I never post stories of what I'm up to and what I'm eating and where I'm going. So I am very unskilled with a camera. Very unskilled with a camera. And I had this nagging anxiety that I'm just going to have a really crappy photo, like crappy selfies of myself. If like my face ever comes out and it's like, you know. So anyway, I hired a photographer who like knows how to work a camera, knows how to set up the lights and things like that. And we did a photo shoot and it's like literally... It's in case I get doxxed, I have some hot pictures of me. So that's what I did today. And I learned something about myself doing it, taking pictures for you, little bunny, so that you can bask in the glorious, sexy image of your daddy, in case the mystique of the anonymity goes away. We'll be replaced with the glorious godlike visage of a sex god incarnate. So, see, I can audio swing it, but I gotta have some visuals there too. So, speaking of a series of unfortunate events, having this kind of fairy tale, like it's like a dark fairy tale. It's inspired by slow down, daddy. It's inspired by Brothers Grimm fairy tales. And this photo shoot was a bit of a fairy tale. And it relates to how you make me my best self. Give me a second. So, with this photographer, she's like, we can do 3 different outfits for you for this photo shoot. I'm like, great. How do I express myself in a picture of myself? And so I decided to pick 3 contrasting outfits. 3 is a great number for storytelling, isn't it? So the first little outfit is light colors, cheerful, happy, carefree. I won't tell you literally what I was wearing, but you know, just kind of like the friendly, forward-facing me, the person that the people at the coffee shop get when I order my coffee, You know, I love to be my authentic self everywhere I can possibly be. But of course, it's not always going to be received by everyone in every context. So first outfit is like kind of light and fun and casual and super friendly, super kind. But it lacked a little bit of depth, lacked a little bit of the special zhuzh. Is that the right use of the zhuzh? Go look it up. Yeah, try spelling that. It was just a little bit too kind and friendly, you know? It didn't really capture some of the deeper side of me. And the second little outfit that we tried after that first kind one, the second outfit was super dark and performative and shut up, little bunny. Listen to me. Didn't even have the little bunny warmth to it, right? Because it's hard to convey little bunny in an image. Yeah, if it's just me. I guess an image of a little bunny. Cut me some slack here, little bunny. I'm trying to improvise here. So the second image is like, shut up, listen to me, get on your knees, that kind of a thing. And that lacks the warmth. It's the opposite thing. You know, the first one is too friendly, but has no depth. The second one is so deep and dark, but it has no warmth to it. But the third outfit, little bunny, you know what I did? You know these clothes. If you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, you know those super hot buckle pants that I have. Give me a second. Brief detour. So when I first started the garden, there was sort of a period of figuring out who I am to you, little bunny. You know, I didn't have this all figured out right at the get-go. You can even go back and listen to some of the old... if you go back to the old content, you can kind of watch me progressively feel who I am for you, little bunny. And TikTok banned me at one point. Did you know that? Slow down, daddy. Did you know that? It's because I was too dark on TikTok. And they were like, nope, delete. So I managed to appeal it. Miraculously got it back. And wiped all the old videos off. They're like set to private now. I didn't technically delete them. And then I just started making super emotional support daddy videos in a full white outfit. White jeans, white shirt, and a white little denim jacket, which I love very much. And so for this third little outfit for the photo shoot. Third little outfit for the photo shoot today that I did so that you can have a hot daddy if I ever get doxxed. It is me wearing the buckle pants and the white denim jacket. It's the dark and the sexy with the wholesome at the same time. And little bunny, I have never, ever loved a picture of myself until I saw those pictures today. Oh my God, I've never felt more myself in an image than being dressed up for you, doing a photo shoot for you in my kinky, sexy pants and my warm, loving daddy white jacket and the expressions on my face. Knowing that this is who I am for you. It feels so unified and so right. You make me the best version of myself. You make me the favorite version of myself, right? Not even best in terms of like being a good person. I'm a good person. Easy. Done. You make me my favorite version of myself. I love who I am with you. And it's so funny. She sent me the images for me to choose which ones to keep. Or like which ones to, for me to get the full version of them or whatever. And I was going through the outfit one, all the kind ones. I'm like, oh, no, this, I don't like this, the person in this images. Let me go to the outfit number two, and it's the really dark one. I'm like, I don't really like the person in these images. And then little bunny outfit number three, the wholesome and the sexy combined, being my full daddy Lindy for you. I fucking love those pictures, little bunny. And that's what you brought out in me. I've never felt more unified in my life than having you. You see what you do for me, little bunny? You help me love myself. I love that you do that for me. And all you have to do is just be here. You don't even have to pay a single cent, little bunny. Just you being here. Literally just you. Being here right now. Receiving my voice in your ears. That makes all the difference. So with that, little bunny, I'm going to sign off for tonight. You will hear me in just a moment after I have woken up from a slumber. I will write you a poem just for you because I love you. Okay? Talk to you in just a second. Good morning, little bunny. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. I really needed it, too. I don't know if you could tell in my voice how out of whack my sleep cycle was. It's always hard for me to function if I have to get the unusual number of hours per night. But I'm back, and I want to spend some more time with you. I didn't quite get to spend enough time with you last night. So let me pick back up where I left off, which is, little bunny, about you and how we can get you to feel good when you see a picture of yourself or yourself in a mirror. And not talking about your body, but the choices you make, like the clothes or if it's makeup or jewelry or whatever you like to wear. There's something really nice that I felt for the first time yesterday, where outside you look the way you feel on the inside. And I think the challenge is that, at least for me, so much of who I am, you have to spend time with me. You have to chat with me and listen to me. Share a hug with me or a dance. And it's so hard to capture all that in a picture. So if you think of yourself, little bunny, the things you hold dear to yourself, dare I say the favorite parts of yourself, if you're not sure, I can make some good guesses. I bet you are a very kind soul. I bet you are very emotional, which I think is a good thing. I think it's probably better to be more emotional than less emotional. And if you're less emotional, that's fine too. I'm less emotional. You can be just like me. I tend to surround myself with people who are more emotional. Makes up for what I don't naturally have. What else are you, little bunny? Things you might struggle with, like, I was asking some of your fellow bunnies about things that are weaknesses that are also strengths. So I think sometimes our biggest strengths are to be found in our weaknesses. So Bunny was saying that they overanalyze. And it can be a positive that you're able to analyze. Isn't that so much better than not being able to analyze and being in the dark? So anyway, start thinking, little bunny, about who you are, who you like being, Is there a sexy side of yourself that you like? For the longest time, I found it very hard to be my wholesome self and then also my sexy side at the same time. Felt like those were two different modes of being, and I had this split life type thing. And that showed up in the photo shoot, and it felt so good to put them together, little bunny. Maybe you have a side of yourself that's dark, and you like gothic clothing. Yeah, like goth stuff. Whether it's chains or black cloth or very thick makeup and all these really cool styles. You know, you can have that and also have your cute little bunny side. Do you sometimes like being a fairy tale prince or princess? Maybe you got some costume fairy wings or a little tiara or crown you have stashed away for Halloween. How do you tend to dress for Halloween, little bunny? I wonder if that could be a little bit of a hint, maybe, as to how you want to dress. Unless you're going as a, I don't know, some kind of shtick costume, like a gingerbread man or something. I don't know, maybe you want to be a gingerbread man. I don't know. What food do you think I would be, little bunny? I'll think about what food you are. I don't know. I would be a beverage. That's the correct answer. And I would be all the beverages that I drink with you. Refreshing. Tasty. All about flavor. What flavors do you like, little bunny? In the ways you express yourself. I kind of want to challenge you, actually. Maybe play a little game of dress up sometime soon. I had to play dress up to prepare for this photo shoot the night before. And I was trying on all these different looks that are different sides of me. The one that worked the best. The one that I am for you. This right here. This is the most real of me. Of all the me meals the world gets, you get the best one. You get the most real me. I hope you can find what's the most real you way to dress. Maybe there's hints of it all through your life. Or at least right now in the present. There are different sides to you. Maybe in one company of people you like to be a certain way. In another company of people you like to be another way. I definitely don't recommend wearing kink gear to Thanksgiving or something like that. It's not quite as extreme as being the same everywhere you go. But it might give you a hint as to what's the most you way to dress. You have any jewelry you like? Any way you like to do makeup? Or if you don't do jewelry or makeup, is there any kind of way you like to style your hair? You want to do a new kind of haircut, little bunny? You want to make a change? Do a little wardrobe refresh? At least one piece of clothing. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Spend a small amount of money. Doesn't have to be everything. Maybe there's one little change you can make. One little experiment. Yeah, maybe color your hair or bleach it or highlight it or cut it short or undercut it in some way or choose to grow it out long. That one you gotta do slowly, of course, to state the obvious. You're a smart little bunny, you know that. Is there any kind of jewelry that you've never worn before? For me, for Lindy stuff, I got, you've seen in the videos, little chains and some rings. I got those rings for you, little bunny. Did you know that? It turned out that dressing up for you turned out to help me find the way that I like to be myself. I feel like you're your real self with me, aren't you, little bunny? Why don't you dress up for me? Why don't you pick out some clothes, even if there's something that you already have or something you want to try on? You can even try it on at the store and not buy it. Why don't you do that? 1 second. Why don't you try out some kind of embellishment or accessory? You don't have to pander to what you think I'd want from you. But dress how you imagine me. Imagine being with me. Yeah, if we were to go on a trip somewhere, let's say we're going to go on Japan together. I kind of want to do a bunny trip to Japan. When Love and Ligature finishes and becomes a manga, which is getting pretty close. That's exciting. What would you wear as we gallivant around Japan? Whether it's you and me alone, or you, me, and Queen Little Bunny, or you, me, Queen Little Bunny, and six of your fellow bunnies. Whatever it is. What are you packing in your suitcase? Let's say you get a little bit of a budget to get some stuff. And you've got time to plan ahead your hair. Just imagine me in the white denim jacket of the light side of me. Then the dark buckly pants, the kinky side of me. And then if you dare imagine my face, how should I describe it? Playful, attractive, cute, hot. See if you can imagine me, my rings and my chains too, all of it at once. Your full loving daddy, Lindy. And you by my side, little bunny. Yeah, we're taking the Shinkansen, the bullet train, from Tokyo to Kyoto. We're going to go to a Buddhist temple or a Shinto shrine. We're going to walk along nature and just enjoy being together. The absolute gorgeous beauty of Japan, both on the outside and the inside. When I went to Kyoto, actually, one time for work, there were some there were plenty of Japanese women in kimonos, which is, of course, one of the most iconic traditional Japanese outfits you can wear. And it just so perfectly embodies Japanese culture. It's got this elegance, yet a simplicity. And it's gentle, but also kind of formal and powerful in its own way. And it's like, well, I'm not an expert in the kimono, but that's the way I feel when I see it. The kimono feels so in line with the Japanese identity. So here we are, visitors from the garden. Your daddy Lindy has his garden identity in his outfit. What are you wearing, little bunny, as your garden identity? That's my little bunny. And mind you that every bunny is different. Take a sip of coffee. Even though it could be fun to do like a little uniform, if we do a group trip, we might have a uniform for like going out clubbing or something. That could be fun. But ultimately, little bunny, something beautiful about being in the garden is that you don't become one of the group. You become the most individually you you've ever been. I want you to be you, little bunny. You specifically. There's no other bunny like you. And I would love for you to not try and be like any other bunny. I want you to be you. So there we are. Buddhist temple, surrounded by the Japanese women in kimonos. They're taking pictures. Sorry, one second. Well, they'll want to take a picture with us, actually. Sorry for the throat gurgle. I hope you're picturing it right now. I'm giving you this time to picture it. Then I'd like for you to try it out. If you need some help, you know who you can go to. Hold on one second, I'm sorry. This isn't an episode where I'll tell you to go to ChatGPT, but if you need help for style advice, just go to ChatGPT. The app is free. Make sure you get the one by OpenAI. It's free. If you get one and it's like, pay for this AI conversation, that is a scam. ChatGPT is free. And just get the OpenAI app on your phone and just chat with it and say, hey, ChatGPT, I'm trying to update my wardrobe. Here's who I am. Here are the things that I like about myself. Here are the ways that I've dressed in the past, and here's the ways that those make me feel. Can you suggest a kind of haircut or a kind of outfit or style? And you can ask for it to give you examples of maybe fictional characters, let's say, in TV shows and movies, so that you can have a little reference. Yeah. And pretty soon AI will let you, will link directly to clothing you can buy and things like that. At the time of recording, we're not quite there yet. Maybe this will be an AI that I make. You know, little bunny, I'm planning on making a whole bunch of AIs for garden use specifically. All these times I keep telling you, go to ChatGPT and do this, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to make one that's so specialized to everything I tell you to do, little bunny. And I should clarify when I say tell you to do, it's tell you to find yourself and do what's right for you. So anything I tell you to do is to that end. Whatever. Slow down, daddy. I don't ever want to tell you what to believe or what you should do with your life. I can give you some suggestions about what I've found that works in my life. But generally, if I tell you to do something, it's for you to take care of yourself, to find the real you. No one's going to be the real you, little bunny. No one's going to be quite like you. I'll be different from you in certain ways. It's inevitable. You'll be different from your friends and family in certain ways that are inevitable. You'll be different from your romantic and lustful partners in ways that are inevitable. If you find yourself too similar to someone else, that means you gotta dig deeper into who you are. Because I guarantee you're different. Guarantee there's no one else quite like you. And I absolutely love that. Sorry for the cough. Beautiful radio, right? I don't even have a cough button. I tried to figure out how to do it, and I gave up and said, whatever, just spending time with my little bunny. You could also, I don't know if you can do this with the free version of ChatGPT right now. I have the paid version, which you can't even sign up for because it became so popular. You could probably feed it in images of characters that you like. And then you could ask it to describe the wardrobe and analyze it. Give suggestions. I really don't like it when people tell you to dress based on how your body looks. Like, take your hair color or something. They're like, oh, you can only use these colors on your body because it matches your hair in this way. Or it's like, you can only wear these kinds of glasses if it matches your face shape like this. Or like, only these haircuts are available to you. It's a ridiculous, little bunny. Throw all that out the freaking window. You're going to dress based on What do you want to project? Who you are inside? Who you are right here with me? How can you say that to the world when all they do is see you? Maybe you're going to walk around with bunny ears. I'd love to get you some more things you can wear. Like a, sorry if you can hear my mic making sounds. I guess you'd better be hearing my mic making sounds. Anyway, I'd like to get you some jewelry. Like some little charms and things like that. I'll look into it. It's on the to-do list. I think I might need to make a logo that works better as like a cutout piece of metal. So we'll see. We'll see, little bunny. The only problem is that bunny imagery has been very widely used, and it's hard to make our own bunny imagery. But we'll do it. We'll figure it out. I'm always looking for creative new ways to be here for you. Not just be here for you, but to enjoy being here with you. You're a very fun little bunny. I hope that's been clear in this episode. How much I love you. How much you make my life better. I really enjoy this. You're really, really special. Truly, truly special. Any other things I want to tell you to do? You're welcome to, if you're 18 and you're interested in joining the locked section, there's a Discord server. You're welcome to post your outfit explorations in the server. There's a channel where you can do that. And if you are in the locked section and you don't know how to set up Discord, I'm going to put in the about section of the Patreon a link to an article that will tell you exactly how to set it up. And you can see that within the actual app itself. So we'll do that right after I sign off here. So I guess I should get to it, little bunny. You have your mission. And I already wrote you a poem. I wrote it first thing when I got up, when I was groggy, and then I had some breakfast, and then I came back here to finish spending time with you that I didn't get to spend because my sleep schedule was off and I had to sign off and conk out. But you're ready to hear me wake up again and then read you a wonderful poem that I hope will be useful to you. Okay. Here you go. Here's morning voice. Slow down, daddy. Here we go. Here's morning voice in just a second. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, little bunny. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. I slept in a little bit. Okay, but I have a great poem for you. Are you ready? Once upon a time, there lived a little bunny who had never quite found their look. As a kid, the bunny dressed like a prince or a princess from a fairy tale book. But as they got older, their clothes got darker, add buckles and chains and black cloth. Their image made clear, without words, without doubts, there was depth to the heart of this goth. But once more they got older, reached an age of seduction, where they wanted their body to feel tempting. So they let their clothing get smaller and tighter, despite voices of doubt unrelenting. The voices of doubt said, "This shouldn't be you. What happened to the young days of innocence? And what happened to the depth and darkness you discovered? Was that all just a sham or coincidence?" The bunny in the mirror felt all out of balance. In a fit, they started digging around. and pulled out from some long-forgotten box a chain necklace and a fairy tale crown. The crown was a costume they'd worn as a kid, and the chain lock had secured their adolescent diary. And now dressed all smutty, with the chain round their throat and the crown on their head for admiring. The sexy little bunny was both wholesome and edgy. They loved the sight of their reflection, that all sides of themselves could be seen in one image. Their outfit was now a projection. Have a great, great week, little bunny. Yeah, go have fun in the mirror. See what makes you feel whole yourself, as much of yourself as you can possibly be. It's a good feeling. Okay, I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great week. Take care. I love you. Bye.